Beneath my clenched fingers, the alder was wriggling like a small frightened snake. My father saw that I was about to drop it. Hang on to it. The branch is squirming, I repeated. And I hear something that sounds like a river. Open your eyes, my father ordered. I was stunned, as though he'd awakened me while I was dreaming. What does it mean? I asked my father. It means that underneath us, right here, there's a little freshwater spring. If we dig, we could drink from it. I've just taught you how to find a spring. It's something my own father taught me. It isn't something you learn in school, and it isn't useless. A man can get along without writing and arithmetic, but he can never get along without water. Much later, I discovered that my father was famous in the region because of what the people called his gift. Before digging a well, they always consulted him. They would watch him prospecting the fields or the hills, eyes closed, hands clenched on the fork of the alder bough. Wherever my father stopped, they marked the ground. There they would dig, and there water would gush forth. Years passed. I went to other schools, saw other countries. I had children. I wrote some books, and my poor father is lying in the earth where so many times he had found fresh water. One day, someone began to make a film about my village and its inhabitants, from whom I've stolen so many of the stories that I tell. With the film crew, we went to see a farmer to capture the image of a sad man. His children didn't want to receive the inheritance he'd spent his whole life preparing for them, the finest farm in the area. While the technicians were getting cameras and microphones ready, the farmer put his arm around my shoulders, saying, "I knew your father well." "Ah, I know. Everybody in the village knows each other. No one feels like an outsider." "You know what's under your feet?" "Hell," I asked, laughing. "Under your feet there's a well. Before I dug, I called in specialists from the Department of Agriculture. They did research, they analyzed shovelfuls of dirt, and they made a report where they said there wasn't any water on my land. With the family, the animals, the crops, I need water. When I saw that those specialists hadn't found any, I thought of your father, and I asked him to come over.